past film of you, the 2013 playoff game, I guess 2014, January 2014.
Yeah.
Is that something you've done as well? Have you watched that game and watched past film this week?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great week, yeah. This is a great week to go back and self-scout and just go back. And for me, it's just going back in my past and different situations and what concepts I liked. What, you know, and we have a lot of the stuff. It's just maybe seeing different ways we did it, different ways we got to it. And that's the beauty of this bye week is we get a lot of great work in, but you can self-scout yourself because we don't know who we're playing. So you really try to utilize, and if y'all were at practice at the beginning, like a lot of fundamental stuff, like grinding the fundamentals and having a great high-speed practice with pads on is awesome today. And then going back, watching old film, studying, and just sort of doing what we can throughout these days, and obviously rest is awesome.
What are you seeing that's different that you did back then that maybe is important to all right now?
I'm going to keep that to myself because we have a game, and I don't want to give y'all too much, to be honest.
Seems like Doug's very open to getting feedback on what players like, or like you said, telling him concepts they like. Is that kind of back and forth communication a strength of his, or something that he does uniquely that maybe not all coaches do?
Yeah, I think Coach Peterson does a great job of that, of being open to discussing plays, different types, different ways to do things, different ways of getting to things, and he's always open to that. But he's always going to make the last call, and he's going to make the best call for this team, so that's something I really respect from him.
How did the weather impact the game?
It didn't, you know, I mean, we were out there playing, Dallas was out there playing. I mean, those conditions, both teams are playing in it. So it is a different environment, but both teams are playing in it. So you have to execute the plays, and we didn't do a good enough job executing, but we went back to film. You get to see it, and you just keep grinding. I mean, this is a grueling sport. You know, it's been a, you know, every season you put so much in every single day, and we have a time this week to sort of go back, self-scout, look at the season, look what we did well, what we need to work on, and all those different things, and that's the beauty of this week. So we were able to go back to the game, look at it, and analyze it like we always do and move forward.
What's your itinerary been like since Sunday? Is this the first time you've been back in the NovaCare complex? Did you come back on Monday or Tuesday? What did you do?
A lot of rest. I mean, you know, sleep in, because I mean, we're here early every day, so getting that rest. I have recovery stuff at home, so there's a lot of stuff I can do at home. I was able to take care of my daughter in the morning. I don't get to do that because I'm here early. I let my wife sleep in, so I was daddy in the morning, which if you're a dad, it's the coolest thing to, you know, I just sat there with Lily and basically read to her, and we just hung out. I had my coffee, and those little things re-energize you because you get to experience that family life and sort of take a step and rest a little bit to get back in here, get to work, self-scout. We have iPads. We have everything we can do from home. So that's the beautiful thing about the modern technology and what we have.
Today's padded full-speed practice helped you. Are you sharper right now than you were?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, today was a great practice. I thought we flew around, and we got better today, 100% got better. We were able to go, you know, we got after it. You know, we were moving around, moving fast, having pads on. I mean, pads are different. And getting to throw in pads, getting to move around in pads is a good thing. So I really feel very strongly about, you know, our work today so far. And, you know, we'll go back in the film room right after this and, you know, look at practice, continue analyzing, and then back in our own film room to self-scout. I mean, it's a work week, but we're also waiting to see who we play.
I somewhat have a follow-up to that. I imagine these past 3 weeks have been a bit of a whirlwind. Does this allow you to catch your breath and get back?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, things happen fast. I mean, that's this league, and you can't slow down because it's going. Our work week's going. We're grinding like everyone else. There's a lot of work that goes into these game plans and these work days, a lot more than probably most people think. I was even talking to my dad about it, and I told him about what we go through, and he's like, that's what y'all do? That's what you have to know? And it's my father, and he knows. He's been around me, but I don't talk about it all the time with him, and gave him an idea. So there's a lot of work. These coaches put in a lot of work. These players put in a lot of work. Everyone in this building puts in a lot of work. So opportunity to take a breath, step back, and just rest is a great thing, while also, like, coming in today, getting out there, practicing, flying around, working on stuff we need to work on. That's a great thing, and that's an exciting thing, especially for me being in the situation I'm in, you know, stepping in, just getting more rest with the guys, stepping in the huddle, repping things over and over again. It's an awesome thing.
As far as the third down struggles recently over the past 2 weeks, is the goal to make them more manageable, not get behind the sticks as much, and things of that nature?
Absolutely. I mean, first and second down, you want to have positive plays, for sure. Third down long, we still have to execute and make plays happen and make smart decisions, even if, you know, give guys – put the ball in play, give guys the opportunity to get the first down. If not, if we get some more yards, we can flip the field, stuff like that. But absolutely, first and second down are huge, and, you know, we're obviously working on that, self-scouting that.
As a coaching candidate right now, yep. What's your relationship with him?
I work with him every day. I'm around him every day. Y'all watch practice. He grinds. He puts us through some stuff, which is awesome. He's a great coach. I know he's focused on Russ right now, but I also know that he's going to be a great head coach someday, and I'm excited for his opportunity. But I know, you know, he's focused on us right now, but he's got a lot of great things on the horizon, and he knows that, but he knows the most important thing right now is the current present time.
Dick, does having been in a playoff
game... Oh, that's a good voice right there. That is a... no offense, but that dude's got the voice. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Having been in a playoff game against the Saints before, but just going through the experience, does that help your confidence level?
Absolutely. Because I sort of... You know, I've had time this week, because it has been a whirlwind. Lots gone on these last couple weeks. And I've had time to sort of reflect, think about... me then playing in that game, what that season was like, playing in the playoff game, the atmosphere, the visualization of it all, because that's important, because it's going to be here before we know it. And I just know the speed of the game. But also, like, the key is to get in the zone, get into the rhythm of the offense, play, because then that's when everything slows down. So that's the key, and that all starts with preparation. But absolutely, like, I go back to that moment because not many players get the opportunity to play in the playoffs, and it's a awesome thing. It's a really awesome thing to play at home, especially in the link.
And for those players who have not experienced that, how do you kind of get them prepared for that moment?
I think first thing you usually say is it's faster in the regular season, just to put that out there, but it's also football, and you're not doing it alone. And that's something that I remind myself all the time. Like, I'm not out there playing alone. I'm playing with 10 other guys, you know, when I'm playing offense. We're playing as a team, so not any one individual has to be Superman and has to do everything. Like, we're a team. We were 13-3 as a team. We accomplished all those wins as a team, and we're going to do this as a team. It will be fast, but you will get used to it, and we're going to have each other there to do it all together, go through all the adversity, because I have never played in a football game where there has not been adversity. And in the playoffs, in this environment, it's going to be wild. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited for these, you know, today, the preparation, this week. That's why we, you know, obviously you want the bye week and everything, and go to the next round. But, like, just for self-scouting and everything is awesome.
Do you feel like your chemistry with your receivers especially is growing, and sort of how your line blocks and, you know, where the outlets are, where the checkdowns are? Were you sharper today with it than you were Sunday, than you were last Sunday?
You know what? I mean, looking back at the film last week, I mean, I felt improvement. I felt going. And obviously there's some stuff I can improve on. But at the same time today, I thought it was a lot better than on Sunday. And I think that's the thing. You just gradually progress and keep improving. And you have to keep looking at yourself critically. Like, obviously on Sunday and the week before, like, that's not how I want to play. But, like, if anyone's ever played a sport, like, you can't just sit here and say, okay, that's what it is. Like, I've had games like that, and I've come back from it, and I've played at a higher level. So you keep looking at it, you keep grinding, you keep working. And I thought today was a great step forward in the right direction. But it's not just about today. I just have to keep adding them up. And then when it comes to game time, just go out there and play.
When you look at the six quarterbacks who are in the NFC playoffs, like, three of them were with the Rams as recently as a year and a half ago, including you, obviously, and I was wondering, like, what you thought, you know, about that coincidence, and also, like, you know, how well you know the other guys, and, you know, what you think of them.
I know Case real well. I was there with him for that year, and it doesn't surprise me the success he is having. And he obviously has a very good team. To get to the playoffs, you have to have a great team. You can't just have one side of the ball that's really good. You have to have a really good team. But Case is a really good, you know, he's a really good player, and he's shown that this year with his consistent play week in and week out. He's playing at a high level. That does not surprise me. Jared, I don't know as much, but he's obviously a talented player, and he's made huge strides in year two with the new coaching staff. They've done a great job with him. So, and I've heard great things about him, so I'm not surprised about that as well. It's just, you know, sometimes it's different situations, different things that have to happen, and I'm really excited for those guys. I think they've done a great job. I think the coaches around them have done a great job, and the players have all grown together, and, you know, that's why they have success.
You know, three of the six quarterbacks being, like, four, you know, teammates, like, a year
and a half. Wow. The NFL is a crazy league. It is a crazy league, and it is a coincidence, but you know, and I can speak more about Case, but it, his success does not surprise me.
You spoke about all that happens behind the scenes, as much as you're willing to share. I know you won't go as much depth as you told your dad, but what happens behind the scenes? Can you give the fans insight on that, on what you're doing behind the scenes?
You know, I think some fans think we show up on Sunday and just play. I think some know a little bit more and realize we work. But, I mean, it's a seven-day-a-week job. It is, and we love what we do. We're fortunate to do what we do. We're blessed to do what we do. And there's a lot of hours that go into it. But, once again, like, we enjoy it. And if you enjoy what you do, you don't really look at your watch. But, no, there's a lot that goes in. There's every little detail, every single play, watching film. And there's sort of a method to the madness. And I've learned it throughout, you know, years and years and being around – quarterbacks. A lot of stuff, my prep is like what Alex and I did, and, you know, I know Chase came here, and then Carson likes different things. So you get different things from different quarterbacks about preparation, and you have like a structure each day of what you want to accomplish, like anything. And you go through that list so it's not like crazy every week, and you go through it, and that way you check that box. Like, all right, I knocked this day out. I'm ready to roll. Let's go on. And then you get rest, and you go again the next day, and you have that box. And I write everything on the wall so I know what I need to get done that day to be prepared by Sunday.